Showtime.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. Guess what it is? TGIF, right? Friday. Last night was just a drill as Friday Junior, but we are here and we are ready. Yeah, that's right. It's Rebel Card Night. Ooh.
It is indeed. Indeed it is.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. I hope you got your party shoes all shined up. That used to be code back in, early 80s. Back when we had to use real telephones and you'd call somebody and you'd say, hey, how are your party shoes? And you'd say, all shined up. And they'd say, all right, let's get going. Now, off we go.
Well, at least we didn't whisk away in the freaking river of rain today.
Yeah, it's been very English-y.
It poured for like the middle of the night through the morning, and that's what stopped. Of course, stopped after I get to work. So I had to deal with the rain on the way to work. And when does it start again? Right before I get off work, so I get to deal with the rain the whole way home again.
Here it was on and off.
Oh, was it all day? Okay, I don't know.
And the sun cried so hard.
I got no windows near me in my office cubicle.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What else do we got? Any good news stuff?
It's International Beer Day.
Oh, there we go.
International, not just national, not just US of A, International Beer Day.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Beer Day.
Yep. If I'd have known that ahead of time, I would have chilled one and brought it out, but mine are not cool right now. And the ones I have left, they're not for beer. They're not for steaks, but that flavor.
No.
You wouldn't use them for that steak marinade.
Yeah. Ted Nugent eyes your steaks if you've got barbecue.
They're not Gozas. This is the Goza I have. We're not putting that on.
I probably have mentioned this, where he'd often roll these great big grills into a town. I don't know. I forget where he lived.
He lives in Michigan. Well, that's where he's from. I don't know where he lives. I assume he went back. He could live anywhere now.
I thought he had property in the Ozarks, too.
He might have property. He has property wherever he wants. He made his money.
True. But he'd roll these great big things in, like, to a parking lot.
Detroit.
Yeah, and he would Nugentize all of the steaks. He'd take them out of the packaging. Of course, you know, those of you that like to bring them to room temperature, no problem. And then you put them in a big container, and you cover them with beer. And you said not to use what?
Well, no, I just said the one I have left now, it's a Goza. It's kind of a very mild, sour, fruity type style. That wouldn't really probably mix well with the steak.
I wouldn't think so. It might
be good with pork. If
you're
marinating pork,
spoiled.
It might be okay with pork because pork, you can put a little fruit. But Goza's a real mellow in that world. But anyway, it's German. Imagine that, Goza.
Yes, and...
Ted Nugent, Motor City Madman.
Then he would add, a bunch of either like garlic chopped up in the jar or all chopped up from cloves. Put that in there and you let it sit like at most 30 minutes. And yummy, yummy. Good stuff.
And then afterwards, you can take it out and season it with whatever you normally like to do.
Yeah, for grilling.
Like a dry rub or whatever. All right, Deb.
Yeah.
How about you get the show on the road?
Okay.
We got those folks here.
All righty then. Here it is, Friday. Still in summer, and whether people actually call in or not can be a mystery at times.
It can be. Yesterday was the opposite. We had 4 billion people yesterday.
We did.
We left a lot of people. We had to go. I had to work the next morning.
So remember, we're using ordinary playing cards right here. Only way I was taught to do this. So make the distinction in your memory that this is not tarot. These are not Oracle cards. These are not any of the other systems that are out there. And I know there are many, but this is what we're using for these readings, okay? Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers, or if we approach our Facebookers.
Facebookers.
If we do, then I need a moment or two because I'm going to lay your cards out in a full 24-card layout. And it's mainly my preference. I prefer to see, well, the whole playing field, what you're dealing with. Are you on a smooth path? Is it a bit of a bumpy one? Is it like the most horrible roller coaster you can imagine? That will all be visible in your layout. So.
Right, is it my turn?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, good.
Go
then you can do this then, because you're not right now.
Oh no! Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. We welcome everybody. We want to remind you this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. For disclaimer, of course. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement. I tested it. It's working. If you ever call in ever, and there's nothing but silence, that is a major problem. You got to hang up and call back. That's all. No big deal there. That's all you got to do. Facebookers, it might be a good night for you. Fridays, you just don't know.
Facebookers.
I don't say
don't
boogers.
Care, Catherine.
Yeah, boogers. Yeah, that's okay. You want them? Facebookers. It's. I've been called worse too. So that's if somebody says you're a Facebooker, I'd be like, okay, it's not gonna bother me. It's kind of like a term of endearment almost. All right, but we will turn to you folks. That is guaranteed. We just can't say who, what, where, when. Also, want to remind you folks.
He said it. Oh, I'll wait till you're done. But he said it. Go ahead. You said, I want to remind you folks.
I also want to remind you folks, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout outs. Like we have the first invasion was from Canada. We have Jeanette and Laura in Canada, and now the UK has showed up in England. Virgil has showed up. So we have rocked and we have rolled. But either way, whoever you're getting reading, that doesn't apply tonight because Rebel Card Friday. So that's the sound you're going to hear when your reading's done. Remember, that's the sound you're going to hear when your reading's done. Not almost done, not halftime. It's over. We got to move on. Bye-bye-bye-bye. So you want to hear it, respect it. And since it is Rebel Card Friday, you shall get a single Rebel Card before we move on to the next person for their reading. And these Rebel Cards are... I wouldn't say they're the opposite of angel cards because that make them sound very satanic and evil. They're just not little unicorns and rainbows.
No, they're
sprinkles.
In your face.
They typically
make
say what sounds like not a good message, but it's actually supposed to be good. Like sometimes it's like, get a hold of yourself. Quit being a baby and stuff like that. Sometimes we need somebody to tell us that sometimes. Sometimes we're not there to tell ourselves. And maybe a good friend that you're really good friends with you knows that your relationship is strong and say, hey, keep being a dumbass. Stop that. And good strong friends can do that with each other.
And if you don't want him to give it to you straight up, you can tell him that you want the...
I'm not going to ask you, though. So if you... I'm going to read it as I read it unless you say, sugarcoat it or something. Or get a different... Pick a card that's not so bad. So.
Oh, Catherine, good point to bring that up. Yes, there is a swapping out, as they're not, of prime ministers in Canada.
No, he's just getting divorced. They got separated.
Oh.
That's all it is. It's like the most earth-shattering news ever known to, oh, my God, they're getting separate after 18 years. Yeah, a lot of people do that. Okay, obviously, people usually in charge of a nation try to, let that slide for a while.
Sure.
But they didn't want to let it slide. You know what? They don't have to let it slide. They don't want to live together. They don't want to be together. They don't want to put a fake marriage or anything. Then so be it. Better than to be in fake.
I wonder if he's good looking.
I don't know. I'm a guy. So I don't know if guys. I can tell you. All you got to know about a guy, I can, if you say, is that guy good looking? I can say, well, he's not 700 pounds. He doesn't have three noses. He doesn't have like a face full of acne, looking like somebody hit him with a shotgun blast or anything. I can tell you that about a guy, so I'm assuming that you'd be okay with a chick. But that's it.
We have somebody new in those. Sarah. During the show, they are free.
Where are you from, Sarah?
Yes, we need to know.
We do need to know, because how you can get a free reading depends on where you're from. And that, don't let that sound sinister. We're just trying to... Basically, it's a call-in show, but if you can't call in, we'll do Facebook Messenger.
Yes, besides,
we'd
like to know where everybody's coming from.
I should post this, and I keep forgetting to post this and pin this. There we go. I should do this automatically.
Oh, look at that, Catherine. That's pretty amazing to me. I always thought that Idris was a stand-up, straight-up guy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you ever see him in the movie that he made with Beyonce? What was it called?
I don't know who Idris Elba is. That
big, gorgeous black man.
Idris Elba doesn't even sound like sounds like we're talking about a country in Africa, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I went to the island of Idris Elba, and it was lots of fun. It doesn't even sound like it's a human's name.
It is.
Yes.
He was in a movie, God, Betrayed. Shattered. I don't know.
I don't know how you're talking about.
He was in that movie, and Beyonce had to kick the shit out of some girl that was trying desperately to steal her husband.
Okay.
Well, you're from the Big Apple, I see.
Mm-hmm.
There to our Sarah.
Oh well, then I already posted the number. You can call in.
You can call us.
Call in. Nobody's asking you for a lick of information. It's really free. Nobody is going to ask your name. We'll ask you on air your first name. But you don't have no credit card, no nothing. You just call in, get a free reading. People can tell you. Do it. All right. In the meantime, Facebookers, we're going to take the first messenger. The lines are open. So all you folks in other countries that can never call, you can be first tonight. Messenger Deborah Lee. Do it. Get her done.
Catherine would love to go to the island of Idris Elba.
Okay, well, there you go.
I shall go with you.
Then,
we will double team him together, or we will tag on and off. Okay, all right.
It's good to know that we don't have any sluts in the house.
It's Friday. We can just let it all hang out, you know? Why not? Besides, Virgil started it. Did anybody see his comment when he first popped in? He said, spaghetti carbonara is the best with garlic bread. I would sleep with any chick or guy who can do it best.
That has nothing to do with those two getting a freaking separation.
No, it had to do with him just coming in.
Oh, good.
And
word.
He started us off, and I'll tell you what, Virgil, I challenge anyone to make a better garlic bread than I do. Jim, respond to that. Give me some testimony.
She has the best I've ever had, but I can't say I've had thousands and thousands of them around the world.
Catherine?
Nobody usually...
It's a deal.
Nobody
yeah.
really likes to make them homemade. People really don't like it because it is time-consuming.
No, they
want to
buy it that way, but...
It's time-consuming.
I was taught by a neighbor woman that I partied with years ago, and I have taken it to say, like... potluck buffets or, you know, people having a dinner party. And even chefs have said, this is the best garlic bread I've ever made. I also do a pretty good spaghetti with meatballs
mm-hmm.
and sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that from an ex-husband. And there's a couple tricks involved, but we'll see.
Well, and the thing about your garlic bread is it's time-consuming. Because you don't just slap it on top and throw it in. You actually cut the pieces. You cut the pieces. You make the garlic butter yourself. Well, obviously mm-hmm. not the butter. She doesn't churn the damn butter. But she uses real butter and cuts up the garlic, mixes it all up, and butters each one, and then puts them back a little back together after she butters each slice, then puts still some on top and then seals it up.
No. You're missing two more steps.
Well, what?
After I butter the whole loaf
right.
on the top, then we take out... It can be basil, it can be parsley, it can be whatever, you know, a good spice to pair with Italian food. And you sprinkle that all over the top. And then you get out your...
Basil's a good one. Parmesan
cheese. And you can, you know, grate it over the top, shake it out, whatever you want. Then you wrap it all up nice and tight. And then you bake it. approximately 20 minutes, 350.
And you use what kind of bread, too? There's your different angle.
I use French bread.
Yep. That's the different angle, and I think that stuff makes it different than the
and
Italian
I
bread
the
isn't.
Italian bread is bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the French one's good. We like the French bread. Now, that might piss off the Italians out, and you guys are going to have some kind of frickin' war or something. Italy and France. I don't think anybody's going to win that shit, but anyway.
I think France.
Well, France will surrender. France will just, as soon as you say war, France surrenders.
Well, they do.
Yeah. I said, what is my white flag? Yeah.
If they knew I was bastardizing their French bread for Italians, maybe that would not be a cool thing.
It is good stuff. Yes, indeed. All right. Hey, folks, Facebookers, hint, you can messenger Deborah Lee now, Jeanette, Laura.
Maybe it's going to be one of those nights.
Virgil, we have our new person that was in New York City. I don't know if she's flew the coop. Maybe doesn't like to talk. I don't know.
Maybe we were a little too
out there. All right, and if you don't feel like messengering, obviously you can type your question.
Laura, mine too. Oh, just talking about it. Yeah, Italian bread.
I ate a little food around 2-something again, so it tides me over. So I'm good.
Oh, okay. Catherine, that sounds really good.
Stand by.
For
a person who has called in for the reading. I think it's our new person, Deb.
Wonderful.
We're going to area code 917, which internet tells me is actually in the New York City area.
Well, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hey there. This is Vince.
Can you not? This is Ashiel from New York City.
Oh, this is a different one. You sound the same.
Yeah.
How are you doing, my dear?
I didn't hear
not
you.
Bad. I just had a birthday 2 days ago, and I'm just curious. There's a message for me in terms of my love life. I'm still single as of now.
Okay. Would you repeat your question?
Do you see any love life? My love interest coming in?
Yes,
I'm sorry about that. People screw me.
Okay. Do you not have love life right now? Nobody?
I'm just talking to somebody right now, and it's still on a friendship basis. I can give you the, so I don't know.
All right, I'm going to lay out your cards right now, so please give me a moment or
two. Sure. Now, is this your first time calling us?
No, I called before.
You did.
Okay, I didn't remember. Yeah. Well, welcome back then.
I'm just trying to stay away from the noise, and somebody's screaming here, so I'm running away from oh, my God.
Yeah, we hear you.
Sorry, buddy.
For us, it isn't too bad. It's probably bad for you trying to hear.
Yeah.
We hear a little bit of the, but it's not out of control for us. On our end, it ain't so bad.
I was about to mute you guys and just listen until he walks away. Okay,
oh, no,
you got it now.
No, you're
okay.
Doing
you're good.
Even before you were doing fine. You were doing fine.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you got your cell phone must be a pretty good cell phone. It wasn't picking up a lot of crap, so that's good.
Okay.
All right, well, the cards are going down, so...
They're saying there's an audio problem.
Laura is having problems,
yeah.
Not they, because her phone sucks, so she's getting a new one. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's see here. Yes, I see the relationship that you have mentioned is a friendship between the two of you. Do you have expectations of that moving into a different level, like into love?
Yeah, I know there's an attraction there between us. Yeah, I sense it. But I'm just taking one day at a time. You know, I don't want to rush anything. And I'm also open. If I'm open, somebody else comes around, you know, show interest, you know, I'm open to move forward.
That would be terrific for you because this particular person that you can have on a friendship basis, this is not somebody that is going to work out into a romantic relationship. This person that you mentioned doesn't tell you everything. There's a secret side here that is innate. You know what I mean? They're not telling you the whole story.
They're holding back.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, we're holding back, you know, and a lot of people do that. You know, and okay. Some people do it forever, and then some, like, think they're going to wait for that right moment to say, oh, by the way, there's this other thing going on.
Yeah, so be careful, knowing that this relationship is really not going forward. But there are two other opportunities for you that I'm seeing, and they are coming into your life very soon. One, I believe, will be in September. And, oh, my goodness, are you going to have the time of your life with this dating partner for yourself. Yeah, I know. So the other one, well, I'm right now going to say both of them are very interesting. One is very intelligent but more conservative. The other one is very flamboyant and loves life. So they're kind of at extremes for you. And I think you're going to find one of them will really become a very loving partner for you.
Yeah,
and that will be your choice.
Sometimes it takes time. Sometimes you have to test drive a lot of cars before you get the right car.
Yes, for
you know?
Sure.
You're not even a test drive. Sometimes you have to buy it, own it, and then after a while you're like, I'm just saying that. This is not for me.
You have money coming, too. I thought I'd mention that in case you've been wondering.
Ah.
You do have money coming to you. Yeah, isn't that great? It's coming very, I wouldn't say immediately, but it's coming soon. And I can't see how you will avoid it because it's under my favorite designation in the layout, sure to come true. So you watch.
Yeah,
you're going to get a... You're going to get a letter telling you got some money.
All right, real quick, my friend, before we move on to our next person getting a reading, it's Rebel Cards Friday, so we have a Rebel card for you. No sugar and spice stuff here. The subject is they broke your heart, and it says, fuck them. I don't know. If somebody in their past has broken your heart, maybe left you scarred.
Oh, my God.
Just the hell with them. Move on if you have it. Time to move on if you have it.
Yeah. There was somebody who did it in the past, but it was trying to come back. So I'm glad you said
I think you should maybe heed the F them and not let them come back. That's your call. That might be what that message is saying.
Yes.
So, but obviously you make your own decisions, but, you know, that card had a message.
No, I'm not interested at all. Absolutely not.
Good deal.
Good
deal. See, like I was telling Deb, a person should not grab that hot pan on the stove more than once and learn that they need to put a glove on. Yes,
exactly.
Yes. You're wise.
Good for you. And please call us again.
Yeah, call us again anytime. We appreciate it.
I will. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, and you are in New York City, right?
Yes, Manhattan.
Oh, Manhattan. What a man.
Yeah.
Awesomeness. Awesomeness. All right, man.
That's
take care.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And as always, when the readings are done, I do not hang up on the folks, as many people like to continue to listen on their phones.
Sure.
And some don't. They're busy. Now, he was kind of busy with yelling. Maybe he won't, but he's on. He's here. He's free to listen to the rest of the show. That's cool.
Right.
It was call number one. We appreciate that very much. All right. We have opened the floor back up to the Facebookers. Come on, babies. Come on, babies. You know, you don't get many times like this where, you know, even alternate Wednesday, we don't even give you this much love.
I know where everybody is tonight. It's happy hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
It depends us. This crappy weather, I think there's Northern Virginians should be on our coast here, the East Coast. They're probably not all running around, but it sucks.
Yeah, and I don't even know if we'll hear from Lisa tonight. Because we're hooking up tomorrow.
Yeah, and we don't know. You know, she's 2 hours behind us, right?
Three.
She's three. All right, so she's Pacific time. So it could be a very busy time there, you know. You know, going to an old. All right.
Well,
all right, we got some more folks rolling in.
We do.
Another area code I did not recognize. I kind of like that. It's always the mystery survey says. Ba-ba-ba.
Oh, she got up for us. Yeah.
Wow, we're going pretty much where we just were, different area code. Area code 332, also in New York. Welcome, 332. With whom are we speaking?
With Sarah.
Ah, this is our Sarah that was in Facebook.
Hi, Sarah.
Was
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're on a roll tonight.
Yeah, well, awesome. Glad you got in.
Yeah.
It was a really good time, because if you had called in yesterday this late, you would have been screwed probably. We had a million people, but perfect, you're here, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, so as a newcomer,
well,
can you tell us a little bit about yourself? You know, nothing too personal, but just so I can feel a sense of familiarity.
Yeah, and things that would help with the questions you're going to ask. You can ask a couple questions right up front and then give her some background.
Yeah.
I live in New York, and I'm a mother of two children.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Do you have a love interest? Is someone in your life?
No. But there's somebody on my mind.
Okay. So is that what your question is going to be? A potential?
It's a soulmate.
That you're looking for?
Or that you think is there?
That's there.
You believe you have found your soulmate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, Deb, do you need any more? So what is your concern that it's not reciprocated, that person doesn't believe you're their soulmate? I'm just curious.
Or do you want to see what the future holds?
Do you want to see if you're going?
What the future holds.
Okay,
all right.
There you go. So she's, in her heart, feels it, and she would know more than us that she has found a soulmate.
No.
She wants to know what the cards
say.
Go
ahead,
honey. Yeah, go ahead. You can interrupt anytime. It's your reading.
I just want to know if I should let go or move on.
That's a whole different little bit of a twist now to that
and
question, isn't it?
You bring up something so important before.
We met at the wrong time.
Oh, that can happen. Okay.
Okay. Also, about soulmates, there are very many different types. It's not always about a real love connection. Sometimes it's somebody that comes along to inspire us. Somebody comes to challenge us, give us direction. I mean, there's all different types. And, of course, then there's that love soulmate. Okay, so I'm going to take a look and see for you. So just give me a moment. All right.
Thank you.
Sure.
No problem. No problem at all. Type it. We're not ignoring. International shout out to Rachel in the other side of the world in Australia.
Welcome, Rachel.
We got our usual crew around the world spanning the globe. Remember that ABC of sports in the 70s?
What?
Spanning the globe, it started out.
Oh, that's right.
Then they went, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat, and they showed the guy crashing on the ski jump.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was pretty bad.
That was pretty bad.
They should have kept that going.
I love that, dude.
That was a good show.
That was ABC. That was ABC. Wide World of Sports. That's how it started out. Spending. Yeah. Old 70s stuff. You know, they evolved, though. So.
All right. I'm still putting your cards down.
Cards are going down. Are you on Facebook?
No.
Oh, okay, well, then did you watch
it? I don't know why because it messes up. I can only do. Matter of fact, let me try looking.
Well, I got a question. Are you on your cell phone?
Yes.
Oh, there's
that's the problem.
There's a very good chance that if you're going to try to go
it's
to Facebook. Well, because they both want to access your audio devices, probably. That's why. So then your phone's probably not happy about that. Good chance. But anyway, that's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, I can see you.
Good. There you go.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that way you can see the cards laid out, and she, you know, it helps you when she talks about them. She'll reference them a lot if you can watch it. It's a really good thing to watch it.
Yeah, and
there's like the gentleman who called before you. You've got some good money on its way to you, too.
The hell can I get any damn good money on it?
I know, but it's definitely here. It's going to feel like a real blessing to you when it comes through. I just wanted to mention that. Now, here's what I see about this relationship. I feel there's a lot of love here, but it's going, and I hate when there's a but. Whenever there's a but, you know, something's coming along. The thing is, but I eventually feel that this relationship is going to take the shape of a very meaningful friendship.
Some people hate the friend word.
Yeah, they do, and they shouldn't.
They should. You're right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. What'd you say?
We didn't even talk.
You don't even talk?
No.
Okay, so there is a real break between you. So you're hoping to bring it back, bring back the communication?
Have you ever talked?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Sarah.
What did he say in the show?
Sarah.
Connor.
Sarah Connors. Yeah, what's it? I think we've lost her, maybe. Well, bouncing around maybe between the app and whatnot, but we'll continue on. Let me see. Her call dropped.
Okay, well.
But I'll watch for her in a second.
Yeah.
She calls right back. We'll pick it up. But anyway, it was like, now I don't know if they've ever talked or if they talk, but then they don't talk anymore. That's what was a big deal, because it could be somebody that she's like, this is not her. This is somebody different. So, all right. Well, hopefully maybe she's still on Facebook. You know, sometimes the cell phones lose everything. Sometimes the batteries go dead. Isn't that nice? That's Bethel. Yes. What do you want, Deb? What do you want to do here? You're right in the middle of a freaking reading.
All right. I figured. I said it.
Okay.
What I would say to her is that if she's putting a lot of energy into this relationship, but they haven't even talked, my thought would be it is time to move on. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what have you got?
Well, I don't know if I should pull one because I don't have enough info myself.
Because
that was a really important question I needed answered. She says they never talked. I mean, they've never ever talked. It's like a crush thing. Or is it they are kind of in and out of, and they're in a no-talk phase? That's what I don't know, unless you saw it.
And maybe they got better of continuing the reading.
Unless you saw it.
That's true.
Maybe she didn't really like what, or I can't imagine that, because we didn't really hit her with any singers or anything.
No, I can often tell when people are not happy.
Well, I mean, you know, but just to let everybody know, it's called the Psychic Love Doctor Show, not Deb's fucking donut shop. So if you get a reading, then say, oh, my goodness, you're going to open up your door, there's going to be horseshoes running around farting sprinkles and everything. And no, sometimes, you know what, life is hard. Sometimes life sucks, and that might be your reading, but you're going to get the goddamn truth. Sorry.
Because
the truth hurts,
you know.
But you know what? You can't. If we don't have, look what happened. You shield people. Put them in little bubbles, and they grow up, and then somebody bullies them at school, and they got to bring a shotgun to school and kill everybody. They never used to do that.
God, no.
Because now people grow up, and when you grade the kid's test, you can't mark it in red because that's going to be too negative. Well, fuck that. You can't. You got that math problem wrong, Bobby. 2 + 2 is not 7. Red. Jesus balls.
We need to get back to the day when they could take those erasers and just hammer you.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a few of them. Yeah, Danny DeVito. Virgil says your shirts are very Danny DeVito.
I don't know Danny DeVito in what from Taxi?
Or,
I mean, you guys done 1,000 things.
Yeah, I don't know what
else. Yeah, I mean, you got to put that into some kind of context.
Yeah. Well, he's done some movies.
Plenty of that. All right, we're going to, throw Mama from the Train. He didn't wear shirts like this when he threw Mama from the Train. Anyway. Here we go. We're going to 434 in our very own Commonwealth of Virginia. 434, welcome.
Hello there. Hi, who is this?
It's Khalil again.
Well, hello there.
Hey, catch us up on what's been going on.
Yeah.
Nothing much. I went to see the movie.
Which one?
The Sounds of Freedom. And it was
badass, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It made me, some of this stuff made me angry because of how some of those people were.
Yep, and that's...
It was meant to.
And that's the ones that feel that market, is the rich criminals feel that. They wouldn't, poor people couldn't pay for those kids to get snatched. Poor pedophiles, they go and take them from, But anyway, it's a horrible world, but yeah, that's there's a reason that is a big worldwide problem.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's your show. What do you want to know? What do you want to know? You got any questions, or you just want to talk?
I don't know if I told you about this, but I met a federal officer. He's a very nice person.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
And I was wondering, because I'm going to meet a couple more that are federal police officers, and just to get to know them on a personal level to where I'm not as afraid as well. And I was wondering if I'm going to – if the federal police officers, the next ones are going to be ones I've seen before, or if they're just going to be brand new people.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
That's, yeah, why would you – ones you've seen before. So tell me why you think that would be a possibility.
I don't know, because I've seen a lot of people – because, see, I'm not too far from D.C. and Richmond, and I've seen a lot of people dressed in suits, a lot of people that have – even people who are dressed in suits that have, you know, actually helped me out. And it's hard to tell sometimes who people are. There's some people that are police officers, they dress in suits like detectives and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and,
you don't know.
I'm hoping.
Right. And you're right. And some people that are in the law enforcement dress like street bums and stuff, too, because that's part of what they are
doing.
Yeah,
that's
what
they're
thing.
Doing.
So you just never know anything in life. You know, that's what they say. Never judge the old cliche, never judge a book by a cover. It actually is pretty true.
Yep.
You know. And if you're in law enforcement and you're kind of, maybe I wouldn't say undercover. They're not always undercover. Sometimes they just want to be able to blend so they can catch people doing something wrong while they're on their little patrols. If you can't tell, that's what they don't want to be able to. They like that if you can't tell. It's all right. Well, she's going to do the cards and find out. If you're talking about the D.C. area, I don't know if that's what you're talking about. That's a big area. I mean, without me doing cards, it's a pretty good chance you never met them. But we'll see what Deb says.
Well, it's quite likely you never met them, but they are going to become like good, friendly associates for you, like friends.
Mm-hmm.
And
is
you
good.
Know,
good.
You are good.
Can't have too many friends.
You are being drawn in this direction, hon, because there's some sort of future attached to it for you.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're going to have a bad, but there's a lot of things that.
Well, there's a lot of, like, volunteer, they have volunteer firemen, they have volunteer, we have volunteer EMFs where they help the paramedics and stuff.
There is a lot of that, yeah. I mean, Virginia Beach is ambulance squad, is all volunteer. Isn't that
crazy?
Yeah,
that's what I've heard.
The biggest city in Virginia, actual city now, the biggest, largest city in Virginia is freaking all volunteer.
Imagine that.
They need to slap that mayor. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So that you're going to develop some really nice friends here. And out of that is going to come a position of sorts for you. Something you're really going to enjoy. You really will enjoy it. And that is going to lead to something else. So it's like a stepping stone. You meeting those guys like you did. And then now you're going to meet some others. Because I'm not sure that they're going to be the same, but you're going to meet some others. And then from there, I think it'll be very interesting to see what develops for you, because I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, just keep your mind open. Just keep your mind open and receptive to different ideas and new things. You know, sometimes when you meet a lot of new people, sometimes they talk about things you didn't even know about or didn't think, that's kind of cool. I might like that. It might not be law enforcement. It might be something related to it.
You might go out and do maybe some, like, promotional dog and pony shows
and
with them.
And we're just spitballing. We're not even close to what it could be. But there's something she sees in the cards.
Also, there's something else here that I think you need to be aware of. You have a friend. There's a male here who's very, very angry inside himself. Maybe he lets some of it out, I don't know. But I worry that he needs help because he's going to hurt himself. You need to think among the people you know, somebody who seems very unhappy with their life, very disturbed about how things are going and nothing ever goes right for him. And I am afraid for him. So do you have an idea who it might be?
Might be one of my friends I used to go to school with, because he lost a lot of hair because he was worried about stuff.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And it may just turn out to be like, say, a, what do they call it? Like a chemical imbalance. That's what they say. I have a stepmother who took her life, and they said it was a shame because she simply had a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, a lot of it.
That she never got treated.
Yeah, a lot of it. There are a lot of that's usually a good thorough exam for something like that. It does involve the physical exam.
If you can connect with this friend, like I said, there's rage in him. He's so unhappy, and I fear he's going to want to end his life. So
But if you start having some conversations with even if you're not sure which of the people it is, have a little. Don't just say, "Hey, I heard this." But maybe have a little conversations, and maybe you can slowly get to, "Hey, anything bothering you? How you doing? How you really? Not how you doing? How are you really doing?" Type of conversation.
Yeah, and urge him to get some help. He feels very alone, alone.
And so they're trying out there in the media and TV and stuff. They're trying to let people know that. Nobody's afraid to go to the doctor if they have a cold. Well, you shouldn't be afraid to go to the doctor if you have a mental health issue either.
Not at all.
It's the same but different. It's supposed to be the same but different, but there's been thousands of years of freaking negative
shit
associated with it, and you don't just shed that in one generation, but they're trying.
I just had a flash for you, hon. I think the police are going to have a project/program where you will be helping. With something like that.
There is, and they're trying to do this. I mean, they've a little bit. Ever since we had all the riots and crap went down, they're trying to do more community mutual benefit, working with communities on different things to get them involved so they can trust each other. So it could be something like that, right? Which is a good thing.
You're in college.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Aren't you in college?
No, I graduated from a vocational school. I used to go to a vocational school.
Okay, all right.
Well, good for you, hon. People still got to graduate from vocational school.
You
got to
graduate from every... It's better... We need all the people in the world. We need people that don't want to go to school and go out in the workforce, people that do, people that are nuclear physicists. We need everybody.
I think there's a future for you, hon, working... you would basically kind of drive a desk, but work in criminology, possibly forensics.
There's a lot of people that do computer forensic investigations.
Yeah.
They never, and people say, "Oh my God, you never get to leave your desk." But some people really love going on the computer and getting into that.
Yes, and if you are one that you love, say research, or I have a friend. She works in computer crime with one of our police departments. Here, she's in Chesapeake, and she loves her job. She impersonates people on the internet and tries to get information. You might love it.
And she's just throwing things out. We don't know, right? But you'll find out soon if you keep these relationships going with these people.
That's why I feel there's a reason why all of this happened for you. It's a door opening.
Yep. International shout out to Cho, who's also in the UK. Welcome, Cho. All right. What do you got else, Deb? Is that going to be a wrap?
That's good for him. I think that's
awesome.
A wrap.
That's good.
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
Yeehaw! I have a Rumble card reading for you since it's Rumble Card Friday. The subject is "You're the shit." Don't forget it.
Kind of shiznaz.
Some people sometimes... Don't devalue yourselves. That's all.
Those guys were impressed with you.
Yeah.
And you are no dummy. I've looked at your cards now for quite some time.
Right. Yeah, don't devalue yourself. I mean, it's cool to learn from these people and stuff, but just remember you got something to add to the program.
I think it's going
to
be like a on-the-job training type of thing.
Your opinion can matter. I mean, I wouldn't be a pompous ass to tell them how to do the job. But sometimes they may talk and say, "Hey, I have an opinion on this subject. You're the shit. Don't forget it."
That's right.
The message.
And they need people like you. Too many out there, hate the law enforcement. So go ahead.
Some people who hate law enforcement are not who they portray themselves as. Some of them or hate them even if they're good, or some of them hate them and then they defend them when they're wrong. And those are the people I'm very wary of. You know, if you hate them and you know better, you know they're not all bad, or you hate them and then you defend misconduct or inhumane laws, that's when I want to back off of that person. But
it's a crazy world. You're right.
Yeah, but you've got a lot to give. You've got a lot to bring forward. I think your life is going to take a bit of a swerve in that direction, and Wow, it's going to be awesome for you.
And you'll know it if it's the right thing. Everybody knows when it's mm-hmm. when the right thing happens. So, all right, well, hey, we appreciate you checking in. I was wondering the other day because he talked about a whole bunch of those guys. They were on bikes, helped them out and stuff. So that was cool. So I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
Yes, and we look forward to you calling us again.
Yes, please do, hon.
All right.
You take care, my friend.
Take care.
All right, real quick, before we go to the next caller, I have a request from Catherine.
Or
she says, doesn't want a reading. Oh, international shout out to Suzanne, who is in Scotland, the land of the Scots. We have land of Ings and land of Scots here. It's doing pretty good. We don't have any land of the Irish yet, but I know Laura she's probably in there. Maybe she's busy. Laura from London, remember? I think today she was supposed to go to Ireland, or not yet, or was it too soon?
I think she left already.
Maybe she's there. She's got to go to the other side.
It's a very difficult situation for her. And she sent it to me privately. So.
I don't know. I'm just saying she's fucking there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying physically she's there. I mean, she's not here tonight. All right, Catherine. Let's see. Emily would like a rebel card, and then we'll go to our next caller.
Emily. She loves the rebel card.
I love the rebel card.
Emily.
I love them.
Emily is her incredibly intelligent daughter. Very creative.
I never gave her an IQ test, so I can't tell if she's intelligent or if she's a doorknob. I don't know.
No.
I've never met her.
She has a fantastic future ahead of her.
I'm just saying. I haven't had those kind of discussions. I just haven't. And that was a bad shuffle. Maybe I'm the doorknob. Let's try this again. These are bigger than these cards, so if people laugh at me because I can't shuffle them, they're almost twice the size. Doing a pretty good job. I'm concerned. All right, here we go. I'm going to pull the first one, Emily, and Catherine, too, because you're the mama son. And it might be really horrible. Remember, you asked for it, you get it.
Catherine says she's laughing.
Here it comes. Oh, she got a card
that
is almost an angel card. Something
really?
Says you are loved.
Oh.
But then it says you're here for a reason, but don't fuck it up. But that is like one of the best cards in this deck, probably.
I love that.
And the one Khalil got was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
You're the shit. Don't forget it. Those are really good ones.
I don't believe in randomness. I really think you get what's meant for you.
Well, there's a lot of theory out there. People could talk about that. Like people could spend a lifetime debating on. Was it meant to be? Is it random? Is there any such thing as random?
Jim is on tonight. He's, yeah. Oh, look at her. Look what you got.
I don't know what I got.
It's from her mommy or mother. That is our delightful Emily, and she's like.
Hey, one thumbs up. I like it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's better than the other finger coming up. You know, thumbs are good. The other one the other one not so good.
I got rid of myself. But you know what? Even if it was the other one, that would be kind of.
I wouldn't care. It's a rebel card. If you flip off a rebel card, I wouldn't. I would take it as you're flipping the deck off.
Or confirming.
You know what?
I
don't have a chip on my shoulder like a lot of people do nowadays. You can't really offend me.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, give me a fucking example.
Maybe not through the show.
That's what I'm talking about.
But in real life.
Well, I mean, you can offend me if you accuse me of doing something I did not. Yes, of course. But these people would not do that. They don't know me to do
that. Right. But ask him to clean the toilet. Do that sometime. He has to actually schedule it in because nothing happens instantly.
Yeah, I should do that when I get up for work and have to feed dogs and do all this stuff at 5 a.m. That should be right on my mind is cleaning that fucking toilet on a Thursday when it could wait till Saturday morning. Right?
Yes, except I'm female and you men are very messy in the bathroom. You don't really...
You're female, so you touch the seat, right? Wipe the goddamn seat down. You don't put your vagina in the toilet bowl.
I have, though.
Well, you shouldn't.
Every woman has.
I'm just saying, if you're worried about contact cleanliness, clean the contact part yourself. I'll do the rest another time.
I will say that.
Good Lord Jesus God.
They are very that way. Nothing worse than having a guy in the house that can't think of a woman's comfort in the middle of the night.
You know what? All right. I don't know what the hell to say, Virgil. I don't know what you're doing, why you keep getting blocked. It is not us.
What are you doing?
I don't know, but earlier he was talking in innuendos that if Facebook has some kind of AI program, it might not get your subtle little end on it. I saw him talking about 12 inches and stuff like that. Guess what?
That could be it.
Facebook would say, oh, I don't like that. And they might be they might be unblocking you and stuff. So,
well, Suzanne, then you got to do a good prank on him. Now, the only one I remember, she's saying her partner is always peeing on her toilet seat and it's horrible. Damn straight it is. Get some of that plastic. We used to do this when I was in
high
school.
What did
she say? She said he's peeing all over the toilet seat. Her partner.
Who is?
My God, Suzanne. What? Suzanne.
Well, wait a second. First of all, if your partner's a male, tell him that men lift up the goddamn toilet seat so they can't pee on it.
Well, I think he has an affliction, and it, you know, with his health.
Well, I don't know. That's what I don't know these things. So I just say, hey, lift up the goddamn toilet seat for your pee. All right.
Well,
pretty
anyway,
simple.
Get some plastic wrap, and what you do is mean, but you put it under the toilet seat and wrapped around the porcelain.
Why?
You'll end up cleaning it up. That's the bad thing. Because what happens is then it comes back on you. You know, God should not have given men that thing. They don't use it properly as a tool. You know?
Okay, folks, you heard it here first. Well, apparently we do something right, because guess what? Earth is on the verge of being so overpopulated, we're all going to starve to death in a couple generations.
From what?
So apparently we're using that tool just fine. Apparently we are.
Well, off duty. It needs to
be
fine.
I'm just saying, when you said we shouldn't have had that thing, the world population begs to differ. We're doing pretty good with it. That's what Mother Nature intended. Make more humans, and we're doing that on a freaking astronomical scale. Thanks to medical science.
Okay,
too.
On my little soapbox, a lot of you need to gather some extra skills with that thing you've got, which would be fathering skills. Okay, I have way too many female...
Well, they're very unrelated. You know, you can't take genitalia and then take it to something that is not physical. Reproducing has nothing to do with fathering.
Oh, she hasn't got a toilet seat. How do you go?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going down a very strange road, folks.
I gave us 90 minutes.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I don't believe that's a true statement.
Well,
I don't believe that Suzanne sits on cold porcelain.
Do you guys have Walmarts over there? They're $5.
No, I don't believe that.
I don't know what $5 is in your...
Maybe she doesn't mean toilet seat. Maybe she means that top cover thing. I don't know. Come on, you got to have a goddamn toilet seat.
Oh, she doesn't have a toilet seat cover. Yeah.
That's...
Well, she should not be peeing on top of that. Come on. You know?
I don't know that I should talk about this, because I will not have any... They said if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. So I can't say anything now about this subject. So.
Yeah, and if he's ill...
I'm punching out.
I guess we could cut him some slack if he's ill.
I'm bailing out. If somebody's peeing on a lid, I'm bailing out, because I will not say anything positive about that.
They also sell, like, at medical supplies or even Walmart or whatever store you have that is like a Walmart. They sell these porta potties. Then you just have to take the little pan out and, you know, take care of it.
All right. Now, that didn't make any sense at all. And I'm wondering did you just chew on some weird mushrooms and lick a frog? Because what you just said makes no sense at all, what we were just talking about.
I get the part about the toilet.
I have no idea that my toilet is broken because my ex is partner and he's in jail now. I don't know.
Well, your ex-partner is ex.
I feel bad that maybe I should take acid to understand that.
Yeah, and I don't know. We're going to have to give you a reading.
I don't know. I don't even know how to do that.
Not on the toilet, no.
Well, you're the one with the cards. I would have to probably have somebody, I don't know, shoot heroin into my veins to get a reading on that shit.
Get one off your console. Oh, Rachel, you should be running a pharmacy, a special pharmacy.
I don't think she needs those kind of mushrooms necessarily. You know, because mushrooms
oh, you mean
good
real?
Really good. She
slug?
Might mean just because they're yummy. She
you
might
mean,
not mean the ones that...
Slugs? That's what I call them.
They're not
slugs.
Slugs, the fresh ones.
Unless they're fresh, then they're okay.
Not slugs, the fresh ones. But I love canned mushrooms. I could live off those. Some. I could. I am like the only person on earth that I knew as a kid, myself, that loved canned spinach like Popeye. Loved it.
And with mushrooms or what? Oh, you mean just...
Like you said, nasty stuff. Like a lot of people hated canned mushrooms.
Yeah.
Nobody I knew as a child loved canned spinach. Except this
oh,
guy.
Yeah. She's,
this guy.
Yeah, the fresh mushrooms. I do love to cook with them.
Yes, you do use those aplenty.
But the one thing you will win my heart over is with really good sauerkraut.
Which is a relative term, though. Because your version of a really good sauerkraut is not mine. You don't like the ones I bought, some of those really high-quality ones I buy.
You like the Bavarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more sugary.
They tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
She likes the cheap shit that they dig out of a garbage can that's super freaking vinegar bitter. She does. That's her thing.
It's supposed.
And she likes it to be hot too.
It's supposed to be pickled or fermented.
They're all fermented.
Yeah.
I mean, that is freaking sauerkraut, but you know.
Yeah, and Virgil, if you ever think about it, it is really for you guys. It's very considerate to sit down and go.
No.
Yeah, it just kind of focus it.
They don't
the
design
water.
A lot of toilets for that, but anyway.
Yeah, no caraway seeds.
Not
into that either.
Yeah, I mean, I can live with them, but that's not my thing. I'd rather not be in there.
And what's that kind of coffee I don't like? That hazel?
She doesn't like anything with hazelnut. I, like Dennis Leary said, I just want coffee. Because he said, remember that? He has a great old stand-up routine. I went into 7-Eleven, and this guy had somebody, you get rings on his ears, rings on his face, rings on his eyes. He goes, what kind of coffee you want? I don't want goddamn coffee. I don't want shit in my coffee. Because what do you want in your coffee? That's hilarious. I want black coffee, right? That was hilarious. Yeah. He didn't like it. I was like, man, what do you want in your coffee? Just coffee, thank you. I want it in a cup, but nothing else needs to be in my goddamn coffee. Just coffee.
Be careful because sometimes you might get a little bit more than coffee. Out here, some of the fast food places, they do terrible things to law enforcement officers. They spit in their food. And
the problem is, though, it's not having as much because there's all these, a good place has security cameras all over the place. And that, in the most places now, is a felony if you start doing that shit, even though it sounds like a funny ha-ha.
Oh,
prank.
It is not funny.
But it's not funny, and you can be punished very severely for doing that stuff.
And look at what Brad Pitt did in that movie. What was it called? 12 Monkeys?
With I don't remember Willis. What he did, but yeah.
He was a server at a catered event.
I saw it once, and it almost made me feel like I took acid after the movie was over. It was so bizarre.
He peed in the gravy.
I saw it from beginning to end, but that movie was so bizarre. It was kind of cool because a lot of times nowadays we go to movies and we see previews, we see commercials, so we kind of know what we're getting. But sometimes I see a movie on like Netflix or just some show, I was like, what the hell is 12 Monkeys? And I put it on and I start watching it. I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
It was like a time travel thing.
It was just weird. It was, I couldn't even, somebody say, hey, what was that movie about? I'd be like, I can't even fucking tell you. I actually have no clue. I just watched it. I don't even know what it's about. It was just, it's about weird shit. Like Pulp Fiction. Did you watch that?
I don't get it.
I watched it the first time, never heard of it, never saw it, watched it. It was out of the theaters. I watched it and then, all right, what's that movie about? I was like, it's a bunch of little side stories, and I don't think they had any direction whatsoever. It was just bizarre, holy shit stuff.
You have to have the profanity in it, or it isn't going to have any impact.
Well, that's why. Samuel L. Jackson was there, because he's Mr. F-bomb.
That has to be a Tarantino flick.
Yeah, that's Samuel L. Jackson's the perfect guy for that. He loves that. Oh, and I'm sad now.
Oh, Three Rules of Fight Club. Jim has
never seen Fight Club.
He is, you got it, we got it. Yeah.
But?
You don't. talk about Fight Club.
But I saw the Bloodsport, which was a movie about a real thing called the Kumintai or whatever. But
yeah,
a real thing that happens over the. So it's a similar thing. It was called Bloodsport. Great movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah, he's okay.
No, but I'm just saying, but it was a really good movie about a real thing.
Rachel, really?
What?
She said Fight Club is awful.
I never saw it. Everybody I know says it's not. Every guy.
Well.
She's a gal.
Yeah.
Gals are like 50-50. Every guy. I've never heard a guy on Earth say they didn't like it. But I'm saying, I've never heard one guy on Earth.
Say it was good?
No, that they didn't like it.
The first thing
they say is, you never saw it? And then they say, you got to see it.
Yeah, the thing is, though.
Women are like, meh.
Once you've seen the ending, and it's a big spoiler if anybody tells.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't have any surprise
Tell me nothing.
Impact.
Someday I will see.
Anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, enough about toilet seats and aiming your urine. Let's go to Lisa. Welcome, Lisa.
Hey, you guys. Hey. The love angel. All right. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Oh, that's right.
Yeehaw.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
What do you have cooking?
I'm not cooking. We did go out to eat. We're in another town, and he's doing an errand right now, and I'm in the car calling you guys. Yay!
Wonderful.
Where is your the son of the grandson? Where's your grandson?
He is in school.
What?
Your guy's school have already started?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wow.
Started.
Wow, there you go. I've never heard of a school starting this early before, but okay.
And in Arizona.
So they must get out, what, in the middle of May? Or are they year-round?
No, they're not year-round. They get out in May, yeah.
Okay, all right, well, there you go. Then. So it's just same but different. Okay, well, there you go. Well, he's in school. Then there. It's 5 o'clock. He's in school at 5 p.m.
You know what? I'll talk to Deb tomorrow about it.
Okay.
I'll talk to you, Deb, about it tomorrow.
I will take off my detective hat. I will stop my being inquisitive because this sounds like...
No, I love you being inquisitive because you asked a lot of
I will let this
go
because
things.
I'm looking at... I'm thinking 5 p.m., a child in school? I don't think so. But anyway, back to the reading.
It's global, you know.
I agree. I didn't know that when I asked, that's all.
All right.
I retract my question. Don't withdraw it.
There is the after-school program. But, okay, so
my question.
So it's been very pleasant, you know, very going along, getting along, making jokes, and la-di-da, la-di-da, and a lot of harmony. What do the cards say?
Okay. All right. If things are going well, we'll see if they're going to stay that way.
Oh, dear.
Well, if they aren't, then you can prepare for that.
I know.
All right. Well, we're talking about really important shit about when school starts here on Facebook because everything is different. Suzanne in the land of Scots says they don't start for another 2 weeks in Scotland.
Wow.
And I was saying here in our Hampton Roads area, they start after the Labor Day weekend, which is Labor Day weekend's the first weekend in September. So.
And then it's usually hurricane time, and everybody bugs out.
And there's
out.
A good chance that they won't get a lot done in September.
Yeah.
Hurricane season for us is what, June to November 1st, some stupid shit. But really for us here in where we are in Virginia, our September is our most critical month.
Back, right, keep talking.
Oh, the cards are going down anyway.
September
is the most critical month. We've had some a little bit early, a little bit late. But September is when I get up in the morning and I watch the local news and they start looking at those little freaking little things coming off Africa that end up coming up for hurricanes. I watch those because I'm like, oh, goddamn. Didn't bother me as much. I didn't get two shits when I lived in an apartment. Didn't care. When I rented a house, cared a little bit. Cared a little bit because I don't want my stuff to get damaged.
Oh, we left. You suffered.
Owning homes Oh, I give a lot of shits. I wish all these trees I could just like snap my fingers and make them going away. These trees are scary sons of bitches in a hurricane.
Yeah.
They are big bastards, but they will get toppled like they're a toothpick because somebody just went up and just flicked a toothpick down.
So and you'd have to be a stupid person here not to carry flood insurance because they really...
And we haven't started ours.
Well, we got to renew.
We got to renew that shit.
Yeah, well, because they have admitted they don't know what a Category 4 or 5
Well, I know what that is.
Do.
Category 5, everywhere you've seen it, is pretty much like an atomic blast. It levels everything except big, giant brick structures. 4, pretty much there. 3 is the one you're not sure about. 1 and 2, you can kind of survive depending on where you are in this town. 3... probably not going to be too good. 4 and 5, say goodbye to your shit. That's all I'm going to say, your house and all the stuff you left behind.
Okay. For Lisa, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. We'll kind of keep this in a bit of a nutshell tonight, okay?
The shell of the nut.
You've got that Sultan. What is he, Flaccid Sultan?
Oh, she has dubbed him the Flaccid Sultan.
Okay. Yeah, the Flaccid Sultan.
That is his official title. He's been knighted the Flaccid Sultan of the Round Table.
And he is, like insanely jealous of you. Watch out for him. I would suggest, because of how creepy he looks, don't be alone with him, like in your apartment, you know, or something like that. Backyard wouldn't be bad because you could always scream or order him out. But this guy is like touched in the head. You know what I mean? He's not.
Wow.
He's not firing on all cylinders. Plainly.
He has maybe played one too many skin flutes in his life, and maybe it's affected his brain. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it was a semen overload.
I'm just saying, or maybe he's picked like even heterosexual, homosexual. Maybe he's picked a lot of wrong partners, so he's tainted, and he assumes there's a lot of wrong partners. Everybody is.
Well, today we were getting gas to head out of town, and I did something wrong on the discount code, and my neighbor said, "Oh, you really fucked me up," and I said, "No, I don't want to fuck you up. I want to fuck you," and so we've just been
like an animal.
I
want to fuck you like an ant.
And then he made a statement to me, and he said, "Oh, well, as you get to know me more, I do such and such," you know, stuff like that. So it's been kind of nice. It's just been the two of us. The Flaccid Sultan, whatever. I don't care about that dude.
Let's just see a cautionary note here about him. Watch him. He is not a real trustworthy kind of guy. All right.
Okay.
And didn't you say he's kind of older or not? Did I? I've asked.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's as old. Yeah.
So is he, yeah. is he like Moses old or just older?
Yeah.
Oh, he is. Holy crap.
Yeah.
He probably has in his wall, he has pictures of the Ark he built. Ah! I like
so
it.
So what do the cards
say? Okay, what
do
the cards say? Okay.
About me and my neighbor.
What do the damn cards say, Deb?
Please do not confront him on this, what I'm going to tell you.
Confront who?
The neighbor.
Oh, okay.
Don't confront him because he's really going through a real struggle here. I'm telling you, that couple that dropped him off, there's something hinky about those two. And he's feeling very... let me. It's 9 of spades.
I don't know where you're going, so I can't throw words out. I have no idea.
Card of real grief. Like, I think she propositioned him for something.
Who's she?
The wife.
I thought the Flaccid Sultan was gay. No?
We're not talking about him. He's with.
Oh, the other couple. The other person.
The couple.
I missed the shift. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I think they play, and she keeps kind of like at him. He doesn't want to tell you because, of course, you're going to take it really hard but they are part of that underground, you know, the that sub community of swingers.
Wow.
And he's not interested. And here's the kicker. Okay, this is what I say. When people learn this method, I stress, go with crazy. Because crazy is going to be what turns into reality. Her husband wants him. Yeah.
Isn't it a world we live in?
Yeah. And she wants to basically, they do weird things. If you go and do some research on, you know, like sex clubs, Sanctum, there's a whole bunch of them out there. Take a look at them. And they have pictures. And these people get very kinky. Like, she could have her. Okay, let's say we've got her laying down on the mat, and her husband, let's say, is speaking into her tunnel, all right? We've got a tunnel there. And her husband is being taken by your neighbor from the rear.
I would say there's a 0% chance that you can show me the cards that actually show that picture.
But there is. That's not it. It starts here. And then you let yourself use your intuition. I mean, look at a lot of the stuff I predicted. Did I actually say, oh, here's a card, this is Iraq, and this over here is this and that? No, it's not like that.
Well, you predicted nations battling against each other. You didn't predict some kind of weird ass bite train, all sorts of weird, some kind of weird train oral sex butt fuck. I don't know. I don't know how you got there.
Your husband, I mean, Freudian slip.
I don't know how you got there from bang, butt bang,
because
oral.
This is the thing they do. And some of them.
How do you know that, Deb?
Because I've researched it. I wanted to know.
She spent hours on the internet looking at all that crazy porn shit. That's research. That's called. So that's what a 16-year-old says is, Mom, Bobby, I told you to quit watching porn there. And he goes, Mom, I'm busy doing research. 16-year-old.
Well, a lot of them do them out of their home. And those people may be doing this out of their home. Or they,
I mean, that's,
to each their own. I mean, my God.
I would imagine that these places will typically do that because it could be more discreet if people are a member of a club and they just say, or they take turns going to some people's house.
And you know
it
would
make sense.
This is older than dirt.
Oh, my God. Oh, no, I'm doing it. That's because of this. No alcohol, just high hefty, a lot of carbonation.
My mother never liked a certain couple who my sister married their son. But my mother never liked this couple. Years and years ago, after I was born, people like that couple, and even my father, would go to what were called tea parties. Any of you out there have any?
That's like 70s. 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Well, in the hotel world, they would throw the hotel keys, right, when they would meet at the hotels.
Yeah.
The swinger clubs would all, they would plan, this was before no internet, they would plan to meet at this hotel, like maybe once a year, twice a year. Everybody'd show up and they'd throw like hotel keys. And there were real keys back in the day. They weren't those key cards.
They put the men's keys here, the women's keys there.
Right.
And everybody'd get liquored up. Yep. And then a man would pick a key, and a woman would, and then they go off.
Yeah, they weren't the cards and the pubs and all that shit. Hey,
what?
Deb. Hey, Deb.
Deb. Can I ask you a question? Is it Tracy or is it Megan? Which one do you pick out, the one that is into group sex?
I figured it was the people that took him home that day from the coffee. But maybe I could be wrong on that. You know,
because you saw him being propositioned by a married woman the first time, it was several months back when he and I went to a party where I gave him a lot of freedom. You know, I just sat on the edge with a bunch of women. We had a good time laughing and joking and carrying on. And then he called me over at the end and he wanted me to, you know, be there with him. And but Megan is married, and she was at that first party, and you saw him being hit on by a woman that was married, and it seemed to be Megan. And I don't know if that's the
that could
party
be.
Person, if that's
and
the group.
Yeah, I said he was going to turn her down too. You know, you're kind of right smack in the middle of a big swinging type of community. Right?
Really?
Yeah. And they're not going to approach you because your vibe is, oh, no, you would never consider even going to watch, which some people just go to watch.
Because you're not a wack.
You're not
a whack job. That's why. Yeah.
Go ahead.
People like cherry pie or almond pie or lemon pie. I don't go for that shit. I mean, that's,
I
shouldn't judge people, but it's not, you know, don't do it on my, don't step on my toes.
Right.
It's what
yes. I agree.
It's like the remake Stepford Wives with Nicole Kidman, but with everybody taking their clothes off in a pile.
The world we're living in now is we're not allowed to dislike things anymore. We should be allowed to dislike things. People say, oh my God, just because I do this and this, you know, you should support me. It's like, no, I'm allowed to dislike shit too. Do what you got to do, but if you ask my opinion, I'm going to say, you're a fucking whack job if you ask my opinion, but you do what you got to do.
But I've told you all, back when I worked for the newspaper, I did a lot of investigative things into lifestyle that were out on the fringe. And one of them was that my paper asked me to go watch. And I tried. I even went to one of their mixers, what do they call them? The pecker checkers? And what are they called?
In the Navy, they'd be corpsmen.
Corpsmen.
And
he took me. And he was telling me, well, this guy over here, he's a captain. He likes banging this little chick over here. He was telling me. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then I was invited to a private setup of a married couple and a friend of mine in the Navy. I told you, the husband liked cursing at her as he was doing her from behind. And she was going down on my friend. The guy, it was a guy, and her husband would call her names, and I thought, this is a little bit too far.
Names like Winston Churchill. Oh, Winston Churchill, I hate you. You know what, I'm sick of you, Julius Caesar. Mark Anthony, you're a dirty Mark Anthony.
Yeah. So, your neighbor isn't going to tell you, because it will shock so much of the crap out of you that you won't want to know any of these people anymore.
Well, do you see that he feels drawn to me?
What the hell did she just ask? What did she just ask, Deb?
She asked, will he feel drawn to her? But I think
Is he?
After all this shit you just heard, that's your
question.
I'm
going to have to hang up. Here you go.
Go ahead, Deb. Go ahead.
Sorry, I've got to go. I'll listen to it later.
All right.
I was
amazed after all the shit I just heard, that was the question.
Well, here's the
thing. Now I know because somebody just showed up.
Those people can sense the vibe that you're not. I mean.
No.
Like Jim has a flamingo. Do you have a flamingo shirt? No, it's a pineapple shirt. Remember the whole thing about the flamingos? That's true.
What flamingos?
That isn't. No, it's the pineapples. I forgot. Somebody remind me.
You know what? If you pick something that is common and say, well, this symbol means something, there's going to be people who have that symbol that don't want to do that shit. You know what? I say whoever has striped shirts means they're gay. Well,
no.
You can't do that.
It is pineapples.
But you can't just pick pineapples because it's something very common. People are going to have pineapples all over the place, and they don't want to do that.
By the way, Lisa's gone. Shit. She said she'll listen. Lisa.
Go ahead. No, she's not here now.
I saw a prickly.
Maybe she'll watch the replay.
Yeah, she said she will.
I found
a shirt that had prickly pears all over it. And if they would have had it.
Why didn't you take a picture of it?
I was going to buy one for you.
You should have taken a picture.
To wear. Prickly pears.
Why didn't you take a picture of the damn shirt? You have a phone.
It didn't occur to me.
This woman, the teenage part of herself, is she will not leave a room. Well, she'll leave that room. And she will not leave the house without her phone.
Yeah. But
that's why a lot of people do it, because they can take pictures of shit, and that didn't occur to you.
But I'll look for one. I'll get you one. And they really are prickly, these things.
Well, I can't. Obviously, you couldn't have pricked yourself on the shirt, so it's not prickly.
Yeah, I know. And that's why he's not. Look, the man is turning this stuff down. But I believe he's done it in the past. And a lot of times these sex clubs only want straight people. The gay people have to go to a different club. And they have to clean up after themselves. They don't want to see, you know, semen everywhere and all that. But he's done these things. And I think that I'll get you a flamingo shirt, too.
You know what? I don't care if somebody says this thing means something. I'll wear whatever the hell I want to wear. You know, like I say, well, pineapple means this. Well, you know what? Means it to you. It doesn't mean that shit to me, so I'll wear a pineapple anytime I want.
Although, Jim, your beliefs have changed radically over the years.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When my sons were young, which was a long time ago,
yeah,
they wanted to wear boxer shorts, and Jim was very much against it.
Yeah, you probably don't need to do that when you're in grade school.
He said
it doesn't matter what the hell. They don't have the stuff where that's a benefit. They're just trying to copy their buddies.
The thing is, he said it would make them gay, and I said,
that's right. Boxers make, that's the first thing I would say as a guy. Boxers make people gay. Why the fuck would I have said that?
Maybe because you feel like the freedom would make them get excited.
See, that's not, there's no way I would ever say that, so now she's making shit up. She does write fiction. She has written fiction before.
Bite.
Oh, she's an embellisher. Oh, you should see how she tells stories. She's like one of those people that will go to a pub and, oh, you should have seen the fish I caught. Oh, my God, it was so big. She's an embellisher on stories. So I was just saying, they're in the fifth or sixth grade. Do we give a shit about their underwear? Do they need, you know why guys wear boxes when they're adults? Because there's a reason for room and freedom. At freaking 9 and 10.
The only problem
is just trying to copy their friends.
They're always arranging themselves in front of everybody.
So I got to wear boxers, will you? If your friend's got a freaking butt plug on their ass, you going to roll one of them too? You don't always have to do what your friends do. That's what I'm trying to say. Be an individual. God damn it.
Virgil says he went to a gay club, but he had to go through the back entrance.
Bada bing, bada bang. Come on, Deb.
You are...
Oh, come on, man.
I missed it. I went right over my head.
Oh, we are like, we're guess what time it is? Minutes away.
We still got a couple.
But we don't, really. Why would you just sit here? We're just going to say goodbye to Blog Talk first.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Don't get all freaky
about
it. Because
we have nobody. Who do we have? Nobody. Okay. Yeah, tonight was a dry night for phone calls.
It was just enough where we could, you know, where we didn't have to, like, rush. So that was kind of cool.
And once you sign off, then, I should finish Lisa's reading here.
Well, if you got something to say, then say it, Deb.
I don't think she's going to be happy with the settlement from the insurance company
and
really ought to consider getting her own attorney.
What do you mean, her own? Whose attorney she got?
She doesn't have any right now.
Well, then you're not going to be happy.
He's handling the case.
If you don't have an attorney, you're automatically going to get lowballed by the insurance company. That's what they do.
That new guy is coming into her life. She can't avoid it. Their paths are going to intersect. And then things are really going to get interesting.
When an irresistible force meets an immovable object.
What is that called?
It's like, boom. It's like a nuclear explosion type thing. It's like, oh, my God, what reaction is that going to be when an irresistible force meets an immovable object?
I would love to be there when she tells the neighbor. you know, that she's found somebody else. Oh, and Suzanne, you folks over there in the UK and whatever.
She's in the land of the Scots.
Whatever, Germany, and I don't know if Germany.
She's not in Germany.
No, but I'm saying those countries are avid, avid swingers.
Yeah. I think Germany's probably not as bad as it used to be like 20 years ago, which is hard to believe.
I know.
They were out of control back
and
in the day.
I was a baby, and my dad would go off with a friend of his, and this was a small town. And they would go off and stay out all night, and my mom didn't like that couple because that couple would go. Well, a lot of the people out there went, you know. And
yeah, well, you know.
I've loved going to lesbian clubs just to watch. And they know that you're a straight girl because a lot of us carry handbags, and they don't.
Times have changed, Deb. That was 5,000 years ago. That was a long fucking time ago.
Well, Suzanne, if you were in her turf, on her turf, where it's a gay club, she was chatting you up, look, probably trying to... You know. Yeah.
Know.
Well, you know, they flirt and stuff too.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Aw, Jim, too, for us.
I hate to leave you.
Everybody, tomorrow night, Love Talk Radio, Psychic Love Talk, 7 p.m. and that would be 4 p.m. Pacific.